I don't use that word at all. But I used to, though, when I was a child, I think I did. But it's just out of my, I just don't say it anymore.
What? What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell.
Would that be a turtle or a terrapin?
Yes, ma'am. What do you call a similar creature that lives on land? There may not be any difference, but...
Well, I think that the terrapin.
All right. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Oh, let's see. We used to eat those sometimes. Never see it anymore. I can't think of the name, though, to save my life.
Did you call chitlins?
Mm-hmm. Chitlins.
Yes, ma'am. What do you call the center part of an egg?
I guess it's a yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
That's the chest area.
Right. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
It could be a bateau.
Right. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Case.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Necklace. And they're coming in style.
That's sure.
Did you know that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yesterday I was in Macon. They have great long strings like
you
that.
Just wrapping around.
And I just love them. Mm-hmm. Because a tall person, you know, can wear a lot of these,
yes,
I
ma'am.
Think.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Clobbered.
Okay.
Now that's that's a colloquialism, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Really, I think it is.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he is squatting down?
The cat.
What are some words that mean a stingy person?
Miser. Tightwad.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say he really looks... What?
Oh, well, comical. Is that one?
Yes, ma'am.
Possibly.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really what for Sunday church?
Well-groomed.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say he's certainly what for his age.
They don't ever give you anything. You've got to think it up all, haven't you? It's not like the multiple choice. You know, sometimes we have those.
Yes,
don't
ma'am.
He's really...
If a person gets around real well.
Yeah. Well, active, I guess.
Have you ever heard the word chipper? Lively, perk, spry?
Yes.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition... Is what?
Oh, do you want an adjective?
Yes, ma'am.
You want an adjective? Let's see. I know so few people of that kind. Inept. That's all I can think of at the moment.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
The woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Mm-hmm. There that is. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say that the car skidded on the ice and went pow across the highway.
Skittering.
Okay. Have you ever heard like, or you may not, but around here people say every which way or this and way or that away or cattywampus.
I imagine that some people would.
But you think? Okay.